Hello.
Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast.
Welcome back to the Strawberry Milk Pod. Happy Tuesday.
It is a gorgeous day out here in Vancouver, so the spirits are definitely high.
It has been sunny for like a week now.
It feels like summer.
I know. I'm saying this on TikTok, like it's time to listen to country music. Let's get going.
It's time to suntan in my bikini in the backyard.
I agree. What bikini?
Well, Citrus Kiss just restocked, actually, so that's an OG favorite.
Welcome to episode 7. I guess we've been doing this for 7 weeks now, consistently. Wow, round of applause. So let's get into it.
So this weekend we had my brother's wedding, and it was a very small, like, intimate little thing, but it was really cute, and it was the first beautiful day that we've had in a really long time.
It's not the actual wedding, though. They were just signing the documents and stuff. The wedding is in May.
Well, they've had the wedding, there's the bridal shower, there's the bachelorette, there's the dinner party, there's the family party. There's been, like, 7 different things.
It's so fun.
I'm not used to, like, I don't really have experience with weddings. None of my friends are getting married, so this was, like, my first time learning about all of this stuff. And I am, like, nervous for when my friends start getting married, because it's a lot. There's like 7 different things.
Yeah, I didn't realize either. But it's been really fun. This weekend coming up, we're going to do a bridal shower for her, our sister-in-law.
It's going to be like a pajama theme. So like Princess Diaries pajama theme, which I'm so excited for.
That's going to be so much fun.
Did you get your pajamas for that yet?
I don't know I'm going to wear yet, but I have so many pajamas. So Georgia told me not to order anything new, because something about me is I
order stuff every single day.
Every day. And I was like, Georgia, what do you think of these pajamas? What about these? She looked at me. She's like, Sydney, you have so many pajamas. What are you doing? I was like, so true.
Yeah, Sydney has stuff coming to the house every single day. It's kind of like a little bit of an issue, actually.
Well, yes. Okay, so I always will put out questions about what you guys want to hear about. And a lot of people say travel, which I'm like, that's pretty boring. But so we're going to talk about some traveling today. Let's start from the very beginning. What do you do with a trip you need to pack? Georgia, what is your, like, go-to packing dynamic? Because I know we're very, very different when it comes to this.
I don't think we're that different. I've been using, like, we always have overweight suitcases. We always have our, I cannot carry on a bag. I think that's...
You're way more organized.
You think so? Because at the end of the day, we have the same amount of outfits every time. But I usually like to think in my head, so if I'm going for, like, a week... As I'm packing, I'll be like, okay, Monday, and then I'll imagine the day outfit, and then I'll imagine the evening outfit, and I'll be like Tuesday, and I'll like imagine each outfit. And then anything extra that doesn't fall into those piles of my days, I will just remove it. So that helps me be organized. And then I use packing cubes. Packing cubes have changed
my
life.
Such a difference.
Because there's nothing worse than when you arrive at the hotel and then you have to go find an outfit. You have to like dig through like 7. Your whole suitcase is ruined, you know? So
yeah.
Packing cubes, I'll keep like all my tops together, all my dresses together, all my jeans together, etc. And
it makes such a difference, because like, I think the point of packing cubes is kind of to condense things, which it does do. But for me, it's like when you open your suitcase, yeah, it's all organized. Like I'll put my tops in a packing cube and I'll put my bottoms in a packing cube.
Totally.
And same with what you were saying with planning. Like I started doing that probably this year. And when I plan out my outfits, it makes such a difference, because like it takes more effort to plan before, where you just want to throw everything in your bag.
Totally.
But when you actually plan, you cut out like 10 pieces of clothes. You're like, I'm literally not going to wear that.
Yeah, all those extra like crop tops that you think you need, but you are not going to wear those. Like,
there isn't enough time.
Exactly. And I also started this thing where I'll take a photo of the outfit that I'm wearing for each day. And then that helps me. Wait, why are you laughing?
Remember when I did that?
Yeah, like you always like look disheveled and ugly in the photo in your bedroom. But it's really helpful, because then you arrive, like it's such a gross feeling. You get off the airplane, you don't feel like putting an outfit together. But if it's already arranged in a little photo, like it's just great. I love it.
It's so helpful. You have to like do it for future you. Like you need to prep your outfits.
Yeah.
Sometimes Georgia and I will try and like coordinate too, but that never goes well. I remember when we went to Europe in August, I like took pictures of all my outfits and I sent them to Georgia, and she just like zoomed in on my face and she's like, are you crying? Like, are you okay? They're like the most embarrassing photos.
Like your room is ripped apart. It's a mess. You've been packing for an hour. Like that vibe. It's just not good.
Okay, I have a few questions for you, Georgia. You are going on a 10-day trip. How many pairs of underwear are you bringing?
37. For some reason, I have to have every underwear I've ever owned. I'm doing like a load of extra just in case. Like, I don't know why.
I go for an overnight trip. I bring 5 pairs of underwear.
Totally.
I don't know why.
But I'll bring 1 pair of shoes.
I don't know why. Okay. What is your least favorite thing to pack? Think about it, because I have an answer and I'm really passionate about it.
I hate packing. I don't know.
Jewelry.
No, I like packing my jewelry. I have like a little jewelry box and I'll put all my like chunky stuff in it. Like, yeah, I just put everything in my little jewelry box. That's easy.
I always hate packing jewelry. I'm always like, I'm not even going to wear that. I'll just go jewelryless. I don't know why.
You're not a big jewelry girl, though. I wear a lot of jewelry. Like, look, I'm wearing my necklace, my bracelets, my rings.
I do like jewelry. I don't like packing it.
Yeah, I don't mind that part. All maybe the little shoes. Things. I hate the shoes. They take up the most room.
I agree.
But I do think it's a very weird concept, like having an overweight bag and then they charge you $100 at the airport. I don't think that makes any sense at all. Why can't you hold my bag? It's not making a difference.
Well, yeah, it's a couple pounds over. Nickel and dime you wherever you can.
And then they're like, okay, you're going to have to take something out. So you're like opening your bag up in front of everyone. Underwear is falling everywhere. You're grabbing out a pair of shoes. Like, I just don't understand the need for that.
Well, I'm thinking about it too. Like, the more and more I try and like bring a carry-on, I feel like you should almost pay for a carry-on slot.
Yeah, because like, you get there and then they just say, oh, no more carry-ons. Sorry, we're throwing your bag away.
You should be able to like apply for like, I want a carry-on spot. I want the overhead, because I feel like a lot of people like carry-ons now. Oh, also travel tip, always put an air tag in your suitcase.
Yes, always put an air tag. I got my suitcase stolen one time in the Heathrow airport, so I wasn't paying attention when my suitcase came off the carousel. Make sure you always pay attention, you guys. And someone took it by mistake, obviously, because everyone's suitcase looks the same these days. And I didn't have my clothes for London for like the first 3 days while we were there, and it was just so shitty, and I didn't know if I was going to get anything back. So that was kind of an unsettling feeling. And then finally the person that took it returned it, and they were, yeah, it was just really shitty. So now I always have an air tag, because then I can just drive to that person's house.
Yeah, like, you don't want to losing your bag kind of sucks, because in my opinion, when you go on vacation, I want everything to be perfect. Like, I want to feel cute. I want cute outfits. Like, I get my nails done before. If I need to like get a tan, I'll do that. And I want to look so cute. And I feel like part of like that vacation is like getting to wear your fun outfits. Mm-hmm. So I actually think that like when your bag gets lost,
everything's
it really
ruined.
Takes away from it, because you have like your, it's like, I don't know, I have the most fun when I am in a cute outfit, so I really like that.
Totally.
Do you have any like rituals that you'll do like in the airport, or like what's always on your carry-on or anything, or you just kind of chill? Because I'm not.
I have like a little carry-on bag. I always bring my laptop and never use it. I don't need to stop bringing my laptop everywhere. I'm not really the best traveler. Like, I don't like it. I really hate going to airports. I hate being in crowds of people and getting on little airplanes. I kind of get like claustrophobic. I hate traveling. I travel every single month? Yes. Will I continue to fly everywhere? Yes. I like being there, but the act of like getting there, oh, especially when you get off the airplane, then you have to get your Uber, your car, whatever, to the hotel. Like, I really don't enjoy that part of it. But I know that you said that you like sitting in an airplane.
I like pack my carry-on. Anything I have of value goes in my carry-on, like my little purse. I have purse. and I get to the airport, I always get a bottle of water, because I don't like...
And you never drink it?
I don't always drink it, but no, I do usually drink it.
You've never finished it. You have like one sip of it every time.
I just like need, it's like my emotional support bottle of water. And because I don't like random brands of water. Don't ask me why. And now I get buy a book, since I'm now a reader. But if it's a really long flight, I like to get like a little snack and stuff. But I actually love being in the airport, and I love being on airplanes. I don't like it when your flight is delayed, though, because usually I'm in like a panic running to the airport, and I get there on time. But it's really annoying when you panic and run there, and then it's delayed an hour.
Yeah, I'm like, Sydney's always late for everything, but I'm always really early, and I always get to the airport like way too early, and then I'm sitting there at my gate for like an hour before we board. But I just hate that feeling of being rushed, and I don't know, I'm just an on-time person. I try to make the travel day a little bit easier, but Yeah, I think we could talk about like the different dynamics of who you're traveling with, like traveling with your family versus traveling with your girlfriends.
Oh my gosh. Your boyfriend. Going to the airport with your friends is so fun.
It is. It's just a different vibe. You're having some drinks for sure.
Like the vacation starts right then and there.
But I would say, I think it's important when you're going somewhere with your girlfriends, there's always going to be like the mom who's just takes over and she loves it. Like she wants to organize where you guys are going, the reservations, etc. But I think it's important that everybody takes a little bit of initiative of like helping map out where the place they're going is, or like calling the Uber, or like just organizing things. Like how many times do you go on a trip and there's the one friend who's one like, friend is like, oh, where? I don't have Uber, or like, where is it? I don't know.
It's like, oh, can someone Google Maps address? Like, ooh, like you never gave me the address.
Like, I'm not your assistant.
Yeah, I know that does happen sometimes, and they're just like, or you plan something and the one friend's like, oh, well, that doesn't sound fun. And it's like, where did this opinion come from all of a sudden? Like, you've been zero help, and all you have to say is you don't want to do that now. Totally. I remember one time my friends and I went to Nashville. Well, more than once. Great city, by the way. Music City. No, we went to Nashville and we were there for the weekend, and one of my friends, she was leaving, I think like the Sunday night or something. So she wanted to do like one of the bike tours where it's like a little trolley and you all pedal the bike around like the streets. And the last time slot left was like 9 a.m. on Saturday morning, and she just booked it and was like, okay guys, we're going. And it was so much fun, but I don't even know why I really told that story, but it was so funny because we were all out the night before, and at 9 a.m we're like up and down Broadway, but everyone kind of booked their own thing. Like she booked that and someone else booked like a bunch of rezos, and everyone had their little plan. It was like, hey, we're doing this now. But everyone should carry their weight in that sense.
Totally.
What's your favorite place you've ever traveled?
What's your favorite place you ever traveled?
I feel like since then I've gone to so many places that it's hard to say if it would still be my favorite, but I love Italy, and there's this little town in Italy called Lerici, which just has like a chokehold on me. I went when I was really young though, but I just thought it was so cute how tiny the town was, and
there was like nothing there. Like there was only one hotel with like four rooms in it and a tiny little square.
Loved it. I don't know why. Like I was so obsessed with it. And I think I need to go back though, because I tell everyone that's my favorite place, and I'm like, I need to actually go see it as like an adult. Mm-hmm. But it was this little town called the Ricci. I also just love Italy and the food there, like the pasta, pizza, like love that. I also think I love just Greece.
I definitely like a warm vacation, a warm sunny place where you can just relax and chill, like Hawaii or Turks and Caicos or something. But I do like a Europe vacay as well, but I think they're very different.
It is different. And I think I was looking at the questions earlier. Someone asked like, how do you choose if you want like to have a busy vacation or a quiet vacation?
So we're in the summer, we're going to Greece. I'm so excited about this. And I think it's going to be the perfect trip because I am combining a friend trip, a family trip, and a boyfriend trip, and I'm doing relaxing on the beach as well as busy city. Like we're starting in London, which is like shopping time, outfit time, dinner time, and then we're going to Saint-Tropez, which is party time. I'm meeting with like a bunch of my girlfriends, and then we're going to Greece, which will be like chilling on a boat, chilling on the beach, swimming around, like sun tanning, and that'll be like family time, and you're like just sun kissed, like no makeup vibes. But
then also going to the town.
Oh, I think that's like my absolute dream vacation right there.
Sun kissed, no makeup vibes is like peak life.
Totally.
Like, do you ever like look in the mirror and you're like, oh my gosh, I can't do my makeup right now. I'll look uglier because like my skin is glowing from
the
sun.
Like summer.
And your hair gets a little blonde.
I was looking at, you know, the filters they have on TikTok where you can look at what colors best suit your skin tone.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
So I was trying to put that on my face and figure out like which ones were suiting me the best, and I couldn't figure out the answer because I don't know what I'm doing. But I did realize that I think that I'm a summer tone girl, and I think that I don't look good in the winter. That's what I've decided.
That's not true.
Like I think I thrive in the summertime with a little tan, my hair's lighter.
Well, I think you look great in the winter, but I think everyone thrives with the tan.
I do. I think
everything's better with a tan.
I mean, yeah, but I think it goes even deeper than that for me. Like, I think I'm a summer girl. I should just start hiding in the winter.
The older I get, the more I start to only like summer. Like, when I was younger, I'm like, I like all the seasons. I like winter. I like, and now I'm like, yeah, no, the sun's out. And I already driving home from work the other day, I'm like, oh my gosh, like it's going to be brutal when fall hits again. Because I feel like we've waited
for like the sun to not be set
when you drive home from work.
Especially in Vancouver though, because it just pours rain here every day and you just get like seasonal depression. Like, it's, I would love to live in a hot climate like Miami or like LA.
Yeah, you don't realize it. Our cousins recently moved to Miami and they're like, wow, like our quality of life is amazing. Like, the sun's always out. You totally don't really think about it when you're, I don't know, I never thought about it when I was younger, but whenever the sun comes out, I'm like, wow, I'm way happier than I was yesterday.
Yeah,
it makes a big difference. Wait, I wrote some things for like travel. What I love is like I always have a hand sanitizer because planes are gross. You can like Lysol down your seat.
Sometimes, I always have little Lysol wipes. I need to get more of those.
I try not to. I can never figure out what the trick to skincare is on a plane, because I swear like I go on a plane and I just like get acne. Like, I don't know if I want to put on makeup to like block out germs or if I want to have a clear face, but then I don't know, it really stresses me out. Sometimes I'll like do skincare on the plane. I don't like to touch my face at all.
Yeah, really weird, but I always have to put makeup on if I'm going on an airplane, because in my head I think that that's going to protect my face like with a barrier of germs. I can't explain it, but I agree. Always put on a little bit of foundation because I'm like, I'm going to be leaning on my face, I'm going to be touching it, I'm going to be like in gross airplane air sharing it with everybody. Like, I have to have makeup on. I would never go fresh faced.
I agree. And then for some reason, if I just do like a moisturizer, I feel like it's getting like oily.
Yeah.
But then makeup makes, I don't know, it's just weird. I still haven't figured that out. But like when if I have a really long flight, like I started bringing like a toner just to like wipe off the germ. Like, I just swear there's so many germs. And if you touch your face.
You put makeup on and then toner on top of it?
Last time I flew to London, I like didn't wear makeup and then I like put on, I like wiped up my face with like toner mid-flight.
And
I don't
know
how
people
do the face mask thing. That would stress me out.
Did you like that? Or?
I think it actually did make a difference.
Really?
This also made me think one thing that we do, you, me, and Sabrina all, a lot of people do this, that we will always put down the tray table on the plane and we lie on it and fall asleep.
Oh yeah, that's how I sleep.
But I don't see a lot of people do that on airplanes. And I'm like, everyone's missing out.
Airplane seats lately are getting smaller by the week. Like, I am a pretty petite person and lately don't know how other people are sitting in these seats.
I know.
Like, how are men fitting in these airplanes? I'm taking up the whole seat. Booty cheek to the edges. Like,
yeah,
I don't understand how airlines are getting away with how small these seats are, but also how are people putting up with these like flights? I don't get it.
I know. I was in a really, really small seat the other week. I'm pretty chill. I've never had like a really, really long flight, so it's never been a huge deal. But I remember there was one time I was on an airplane. It was the first time in my life that I couldn't put the tray table down and like sleep on it, because when the tray table went down, it like hit my stomach.
Yeah, no, it's like really, really like, tight.
Yeah, I know. I was like, whoa.
Yeah,
or I had never seen that.
Sometimes what do you think about reclining your seat in an airplane?
Oh my gosh, I know this is such a controversial topic because people are like, it's there to be used, but I honestly think you're an asshole if you recline your seat.
Yeah, I think it's kind of horrible too. I'm not gonna say I've never done it though.
I've never done it my whole life.
I always kind of take a peek of who it is depending on who's behind me.
I have never put my seat back because I literally go, that's not very nice. Like, I think to myself, that wouldn't be very nice to lean into their space.
Totally.
I think they should get rid of them too, because it doesn't even make a difference, does it? I don't know, I've never done it.
Yeah, no,
like sometimes
it does.
I'm like
make a
lying
difference
on the table and someone puts their seat down. I'm like, really, dude?
And then it hits your head. Yeah. But sometimes I swear those seats recline and like you can't even fit your meal on the tray anymore. Like, sometimes they're broken.
Yeah. Well, that happened to our mom the other day. She was in like a broken no, the person in front of her seat was like broken and had like tape all over it, and it was like reclined into her lap.
Those seats are, I'm so sick of airlines. I'm so sick of flying.
I
They're
do
just
like flying.
They get away with everything. They lose your bags. They don't care. I hate it.
Some other travel things I do, this is kind of random, but like I like to wear a hoodie because I like to put a hood up and then like lie on the wall because I feel like the hoodie's like protecting my face and like can kind of make it black out.
I'm also always freezing cold on the airplane. Always. Mm-hmm. So I always wear pants. I would never wear bare legs.
I always wear pants.
Even if I'm going to Hawaii, like, it doesn't matter. And I'm always going to bring a hoodie in my carry-on because I need, like, a double blanket for my lap.
I usually wear, like, a legging, a runner.
I remember when...
I carry a hairbrush.
When Sabrina and I flew to Turks and Caicos, we... we're so cold. We had to take 3 flights to get there, and Sabrina and I were shivering. I remember I took the bikinis out of my carry-on. I always have a bikinis that we're shooting in my purse because I can't lose them. It's like the main reason why we're traveling. So I put them in my purse, and I remember I was so cold that I gave Sabrina like a bikini bottom, and I took a bikini top, and we put it on our lap, and like that was our blanket. Like we were doing anything we could to get warmth. My teeth were literally like... like, we were freezing to death.
Yeah, I feel like you get cold a lot, though. Like,
even Sabrina was cold. That was the coldest I've ever been. It was absurd. And it was also, like, a red eye. It was horrible. I'll never forget that flight.
I've had one flight before where I was really cold, but I think I wore the wrong thing. And it is pretty miserable.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. You know what I hate? But this is, again, I'm being a meanie. When you're on a plane and it's like nighttime and it's all dark, I love it when the plane's all dark and it's like so peaceful.
Mm-hmm.
But then like the person in your aisle like wants to read a book and they like turn on the light. And I'm like, yeah, dude,
I agree. Come like, that's on. Not the vibe.
It's blackout. But like it's totally fair to want to read your book.
No,
but
I'm just read like, the room.
Turn
no one
off
else is
your
reading.
Light. Like the lights are out.
Yeah, no one is reading, so you're not allowed to read. I get the vibe. People need to be aware, but self-aware.
I think it's such a vibe when it's a night flight and the lights are off. Like, I just find it so peaceful. Like, I really do.
Okay, so are you guys unpacking your suitcase when you get to the hotel? It depends how long the stay is.
Remember I did that one time?
One time we got to London. Shout out to Claridge is our favorite hotel, but we got to London and Cindy unpacked her entire suitcase. Like, she's taking her jewelry out, putting it into the jewelry box.
Never
she's
in my
hanging
life.
Her dresses, she's putting out her jeans. Like, Cindy is not an organized person like that, and she takes everything out. And it was like the first time ever that she did it. And then the hotel calls us like an hour into check-in and they're like, hey, so we're gonna upgrade you to another room. You're just gonna have to bring your stuff up to the upper floor. And Cindy was like, are you joking me? She had to put everything back in her suitcase.
I had never unpacked like that before in my life.
Have you done it since?
No, but now I'll pull out my packing cubes and kind of like organize a bit. And I'll usually dump all my bikinis into a drawer.
Yeah.
But I don't really hang stuff up right away.
Yeah, you guys, we have so many bikinis now that we bring a suitcase that's just dedicated to swim,
because I get separation anxiety from like I have like probably like 20 that I like love and want to wear every time, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm not going to a beach vacation without them.
I feel like I'm not having enough time lately to appreciate how much I love them, because we're coming out with new ones so quickly that like I only get one trip to wear them and show them all. Like, it's stressful
so
to me.
Someone did ask us, you're going on a trip, you only get to bring one bikini. Which one are you bringing?
I'm bringing a honeymoon one piece. I can't choose one. That was the first one. Sporty.
I can't choose one either.
Kiss.
Wait, I might bring sporty.
Let the kids play.
I was going to say I would probably bring a black one because it attracts the sun and then you get more tanned.
I always like to bring two. I like to bring one that's like safe for confidence and PG. And then I like to bring a second that's for like confident body, yaddy, yaddy. Because like you're always feeling one or the other. Like you either want
to
be butt naked.
I do like to do. I like to have one that's like good for like you want to go boogie boarding, and then one that's like good for tanning.
Good, yeah, exactly.
Like
one that's
sporty,
like active.
Or like Cento. Like I like that like sports bra cut.
Honeymoon is my favorite for if you're running on the beach and there's like a stage of people watching. Like I just feel the most confident in that one. My butt is
so
covered
cute.
As well.
Well, I wore that to Coachella.
Yeah, I love that. We're also discontinuing it, by the way, guys. I think it sold out this morning, so it's too late. But anyways, but then I also like to choose like a sexy one, like Let the Kids Play, I think is like our sexiest suit. But
yeah.
I have to be not running around the hotel all day long in it, because like I am pretty naked. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you don't always feel like being butt naked everywhere. So I always bring two options. Which also makes me think, like, summertime, go on the boat with your friends and stuff. Like, you always have to have options. Like, are you feeling yourself that day and you want, like, the boobies out? Or are you a little bit more playing it cool and you're going to be going wake surfing, wear cento per cento? Like,
yeah, I know. There's some bikinis, like, if you're doing, like, a really an activity, you want to make sure everything's, like, tied in and everything.
We should have a folder on our site that's, like, boogie board approved versus, like, sitting pretty approved.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Parents approved.
Yeah, that'd be cute.
I asked on Instagram a few people what most likely to use was traveling. I put it up like a second ago, so there aren't that many responses, but it's for you and me, George. So most likely to have a staff need to reopen the gate because you were late to boarding.
Sydney.
I guess me, but that would also never happen. But me,
yes, it would. It happened walk when you tried to meet us in Hawaii with
your phone in your hand. Me, well,
wait, what do you mean?
Oh, walk through security.
Well, they always tell you to put it down.
They're not like, me.
Put it
down. I feel like you'd be more likely because I'm so scared. I'd be like, okay,
you guys know you're not allowed to film in security either. Like I've tried. I was vlogging once, and they got so mad. They're like, put your camera away.
Really?
You're not allowed to have your cameras.
Oh, I guess
out.
That make it could be like a security risk.
Totally makes sense. I just didn't think about it because I'm so innocent. Like, what am I doing?
Yeah, Georgia would be more likely to walk through because she's pretty chill, and I'm always the one that's like, I read the signs, like, no pictures here, and I like I'll read.
Sydney has been on an airplane 100,000 times, and she'll still be like, wait, I have batteries in my bag. Like, is that okay? Like, the batteries in my phone or something.
I'm so scared.
You're fine.
Most likely to leave a suitcase on the ground and make Brad carry it. Georgia.
I carry Georgia's bag sometimes. I am not carrying my bags. You guys, everyone in my family knows that I just am weak and I cannot carry anything.
Most likely to talk to a stranger on the airplane for the whole flight. Sabrina.
Like, not Sydney I. and I, no. I don't want to say we're unfriendly, but I'm not like that type of person.
Oh, most likely to leave their passport on the airplane.
Sabrina.
She's done this before, and wow, did it cause a scene.
And she will, like, deny it, too. She'll be like, I didn't leave it there.
And we had a connecting flight to Europe, and she left her. We did Vancouver to Toronto. We had to drop something off, and Sabrina left her passport in the airplane, realized once we got to baggage claim, and then we had a flight in, like, 2 hours.
But we were already, like, through the little gate where you can't go backwards, so my dad was, like, freaking out. We're like, are you joking? Who does that? Like, you get on the airplane and you put your passport in a random cup holder. Like, have you ever done that? Sid, I'm so anal about my passport.
No.
I'm putting that back in its little side pocket ASAP.
I have I protect my
so crazy
passport more like a child.
I would never go out with my passport either. Like, the girls that do that, you guys are soldiers. So I
had
how.
To do that one time. I was actually in Nashville, and the bartender looked at my ID, and he was like, oh, this expires in a month. And I was like, oh, I had no idea. So shout out to him. And then I went and got a new driver's license, but I had to wait for it to come. So I had to go out for a passport maybe like 2 weekends, and I hardly drank. I was like, I have a child with me. Like, I can't.
Wait, why didn't you just bring your driver's license, though?
I was waiting for it to come in the mail.
But they didn't get rid of your old one.
It had expired already. I think I was also in Toronto, and I wanted to get a BC driver's license. So I was in Toronto waiting to get back to Vancouver to get a BC driver. That's exactly what it was.
Yeah,
I was living in
stressful.
Toronto. Because I didn't want
stressful.
An Ontario driver's license. So I was waiting to be in Vancouver, and I had to bring out my passport. And I literally did not drink as much. Or, like, party is hard because I was like, I have my passport on me. Like,
yeah, like, you won't be coming on the trip next week.
I'm also not chill. Okay, here's an embarrassing story. I have friends that will, like, lose their phone. They'll lose their passport and they're like, oh, shucks. One time I lost my phone in a club and I was, like, bawling my eyes out. Like, I cried for a week, actually.
You never got it back?
No, I didn't. And I was like, but I've seen my friends lose their phones. They're like, oh, shit. That really sucks. I was so upset. I don't really lose stuff. I'm very chaotic, but I know where my shit is.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, so just like disappointed and upset. And I was literally in the club crying. And I like looked at my friends. And I was like, we need to find this phone now. Like, it's here. We have to find
it.
I was
so
hysterical.
Someone took it from you,
yeah, someone
what?
Stole it out of my bag. That's
a horrible feeling.
And I was so hysterical. I remember the club. Actually, this was a club in Toronto. And I think they actually take phones. So beep, you guys. But I remember one of the people at the club, like, we may have found your phone. What is the passcode, just so we can confirm? And I'm like, oh my God, yeah. So the passcode is 2. And then I stopped and I was like, whoa.
Oh my,
like,
God. So they knew where it was. Yeah.
And someone was on the other end.
Wait, the club called, you said?
The club, someone at the club was like, we may have. Yeah. I think they had it, like, down in the basement, because we were tracking it too. And it was at the club. I think the club stole it.
So how did you not, like, get the police involved or something?
We did, actually. I filed a report and stuff. They don't care. And then we were on the phone with it, and my friend was like, bring it. But they kept asking for the passcode. But I was so hysterical that at first I almost gave the passcode. I said the first digit, and then I stopped myself and I was like, whoa, because, like, then they could go on my phone.
Oh,
and
my God.
And
they
just erase everything. But, and then we did call, and the person on the other end answered, but he was like, oh, they wanted to get my passcode. That's it. So they weren't going to give it to me. But I was so hysterical because I was like, you're an idiot. And but then it's so funny because I've seen my friends lose their phones and they're like, oh well,
that's so horrible. The only reason I would hate to lose my phone, because I'd lose all my photos.
Yeah, I lost all my photos. That's,
and like,
when I started
all my
using
TikTok drafts.
I just felt really like, I felt like gross. I felt like it was an invasion.
It's a horrible feeling. Yeah.
And also, like, I was just like disappointed in myself.
You know, one time I was swimming with Emma at the Arbutus Club, and we came out of the pool and all our clothes, bags, and purses had been stolen.
Oh, I remember that.
My laptop, my clothes.
You got it back though.
My phone, everything. Yeah. And then
your American Apparel hoodie.
I never got that back. And then we, like, filed a police report, and they started looking at the cameras. And then 2 days later, the girl who stole it returned everything.
Julia sent a message on the laptop, remember? And she was like, we know who you are. Return it now.
That's just like the find your friends thing.
Yeah, and she did.
Yeah, she returned the laptop and the phone, but, like, she took all the money and the wallets and the credit cards and the clothes. She never returned those things. I thought it was Emma. It was Julia.
Yeah, you have to be careful. My friend, when third time's the charm, we were in Nashville and her phone got stolen. And I, like, instantly got flashbacks to when my phone got stolen. And I was like, I will be finding this girl's phone with her. Like, I just felt so bad because I had all the PTSD came back, and we ended up finding it. There was a guy at the club trying to sell it. And
the
club was closing too. We were looking for an hour. Like, it was like so long gone. The club's like closing. We're at Dirk's Bentley on the rooftop. And they're like, hey, time to leave. And I was like, no, we can't leave yet. Like, her phone is here. I just know it. And I was like, we're on our hands and knees, all looking under the couches. And it was kind of like, yeah, like, this is done. And in my head, I'm thinking, like, this is going to change the vibes of the trip. And then I noticed this guy is standing in a group texting, and I see a phone in his back pocket, and I'm just like, oh my God. I turned to my friend, I'm like, he has two phones. They went up and, like, called him out, and he, like, tossed her phone and, like, ran away. My one friend started, like, chasing him down the stairs, and we found the phone.
Why would he steal a phone?
He was trying to sell it to people in the club.
But wouldn't people in the club know that it's a stolen phone? Who buys an old phone in the club?
I don't know. Like, why wouldn't he just take it and then, like, wipe it and resell it later?
That is so weird.
But we spent an hour, it was just gone.
I think it's important when your friend loses your phone, like, everyone needs to drop everything and help them find it. Like, so many times no one helps me find the phone when it's missing.
Yeah,
everyone always loses their phone. Like,
I think when stuff happens, people are like, we're out, we're having fun, but, like, you need to, like, I don't know.
I think it's so
important.
The
second she told me, I was like, I know exactly how this feels. I cried for like 2 weeks. Like, I will help you.
I agree. No, it's horrible. I'm always, like, helping as well.
It's really stressful. Okay. So we did also throw up a little questionnaire on Instagram for travel questions. A lot of people are asking us about solo travel. I've never solo traveled.
Yeah, I'm not trying to be mean or anything, but I have never needed to, like, go find myself.
No, that's not what it's about, though. People are like, do you feel safe traveling alone? But I guess I don't.
But Sid, why do people travel alone? Because they're trying to, like...
I would love to do that, to be honest.
Oh, I wouldn't. Why would you want to do that?
I think it could be... No, maybe one other person. I do think it is... I think you could learn a lot about yourself.
I don't need to, though. I already know about myself.
Then you don't have to.
I don't understand the point of that. Like, going on trips, I think that it's very important that you choose carefully who you're going on trips with. You can't, like, not everyone is meant to travel together. So I think that can make or break friendships.
I also think this is actually so true, because people also have different things they want. Like, some people don't care where they sleep. Some people care a lot where they sleep. Some people want to...
Everyone has different budgets.
Like, some people want to sit on the beach all day. Some people want to hit every museum. Some people want to go out for fancy dinners every night. Some people want to, like, cook. And you should really be having those conversations before you go on trips, because there will be a clash there.
You know what else is really shitty is when you're planning a trip with your friends and then, like, 3 weeks beforehand,
someone's bringing their boyfriend.
No. One or two people cancel. Yeah. And then you're still stuck going on the trip with, like, the other, you know what I'm like, you can't stop being a flake on trips. It's so shitty
because you're trapped in too, because, like, some people might book something that's canceled, but, like,
oh, that's my other number one rule. I never book flights that are not cancelable. Yeah. Like, I always pay the extra $50 to be able to cancel my flight. Even when I'm 100% sure that I'm going, I still will book the cancel flight.
I know.
Flight.
I've learned that lesson recently, that, like, nothing's certain, and, like, nothing always have your, like, way out.
Like, even our Palm Spring flights next month, like, all of those are cancelable. All of them.
Yeah.
Because, like, you just never know, you guys, the amount of times that things have come up. And it's always the time when you can't get the refund. And that just sucks. So always pay the extra for the little change. Because it's really nice and comforting knowing that. Like, you change it literally the day before and just save it for later. You know what I mean?
I agree.
What if you get sick?
I agree. Someone asked, how do you pack your shoes so that they're not folded up, crinkly, dented, and ugly? I feel like I don't.
Okay, so weird, because every time I'm putting my shoes in my bag, I'm like, I really hope these don't get wrinkled or crinkled. And, like, they never do.
You could stuff some socks in them or something, but
I never run into that issue. I just put them all around the side of my clothing, but I never run into that issue. I don't even use shoe bags, which you probably think is crazy. My mom thinks that's crazy, but I don't know. My shoes just seem to be fine.
I use it for some. It depends. If they're an expensive shoe, I do like to treat it with respect. Like, any purses I put into, like, dust bags, and that goes in my carry-on.
That goes in my carry-on. Like,
everything that goes in my checked bag is like, okay, I might not see you again.
Yeah, totally.
Oh my gosh, one of our family friends, or no, I don't know who was telling us this, but someone that works at an airport, they're like, yeah, sometimes, oh yeah, they said that sometimes your checked bag, like, get people open it sometimes. Like, totally. The airport workers open it. And I'm like, that makes a lot of sense. Like, duh. But I've never thought about it. And then I'm like, okay, well, if you open my suitcase, there's nothing to see there. Like, you wouldn't want anything. But definitely something to think about.
I don't think we have that many, like, hot, expensive things.
I don't put anything expensive in my suitcase. It's, like, t-shirts. Like, I'm like, honestly, you can have one if you want.
Like, I think the only valuable things that I have are jewelry and my bikini samples.
Goes in my carry-on.
Like, you can take my Zara skirt.
I think it would be more of a Target, though, if you're, like, working at an airport and you see, like, a Louis Vuitton checked trunk, you might pop it open.
Totally.
And you might see, like, a Dior bag at the top of the suitcase. You might grab it if you work at an airport. I don't know. I don't really know. That was just, like, something I heard from
a Dior bag in my checked luggage. But something else is, I really need to find proper luggage. I'm having, like, a really big issue with this lately. Every time I'm checking my bag's always overweight, by the way, whatever, I'm never gonna change, that's just the fact. But I feel like everyone's bags all of a sudden are really overweight, and they're throwing these bags around as if they're trash. Like, they treat them with no respect. That's a whole other rant. But yeah, my bags are breaking, so I switched to hard shells. My bags are breaking, so then I went back to soft shells luggage, but then the stitching is ripping. Like, there's no bags that I found that can withstand my overweight stuff and lasts more than, like, 3 trips. I really don't know what to try.
I do really like bays, but I only have the carry-on, so I don't know if, like, how dented up the checked bag would get.
I want to try bays. I'm probably going to try that next. I've seen that they do get really dented up. I've also want to try Rimowa, but I heard that those ones just get destroyed.
So this is what we were talking about with Rimowa. It's like, okay, so cute, but the set, like, I would be so irritated. Like, that first time you check it, it's going to come back with a scratch, dent, and you, like, spend all that for, like, to just...
Yeah, I really know,
it would drive me insane. Like,
I think soft luggage, though, soft shell is so much more durable. Like, they usually last longer. The hard shells just crack.
Yeah, it kind of is.
One time I landed in Palm Springs with a huge pink hard shell suitcase, and it got into the cab, and the cab driver closed the door on my bag, and the bag cracked open, and everything fell out. Like, literally on the street.
Yeah.
I'm not joking. It was horrible.
I know.
So I'm kind of against hard shells now.
But we do have the little, the Herschel one's kind of nice too. But I really like the Bays carry-on. The way it wheels, I think it's really nice.
The way it wheels is really, really nice.
Do you have any makeup travel essentials or, like, go-to, like, products that you bring when you travel?
So, I'm bringing every single product that I own. I'm not holding back. Like, just because we're traveling, I'm checking my bag. I'm bringing all 7 full-size bottles for my hair products.
Tanning oil.
Everything. And I have 3 makeup bags. I'll have 1 for my makeup, 1 for my hair, and 1 for my toiletry bathroom stuff.
I'm bringing my Dyson.
Everything. Because
for me, again, travel is like an event. And it's like this, I am happiest when my hair is nice and my makeup's nice and I feel really cute. And then even more happy when you're in like a new destination.
Mm-hmm.
And the outfit, everything, like it all serves to like me having like a beautiful, lovely, happy week.
Yeah, no.
Like, aspect of it.
Also, when you're like, I hate pouring my products, my beautiful products, into tiny little travel size things, and then you never end up finishing. It gets wasted. It dries out. I don't know. I hate it. I can't do it. So I'll just like get my overweight luggage, pay the extra $50 or $100, whatever, so I can bring all my lotions and potions. Because to me, traveling is like a continuation of regular life. Like, I'm not trying to be camping or anything like that.
I agree. But then I also have had scenarios where it's a little more like, I had a trip with my friends where we didn't end up like doing our makeup at all.
Well, it depends on the trip.
Which sounds so dumb. And it was so much fun. But I actually still look back on that trip.
Where?
When I went to Greece with everyone and we ended up having so much fun that like we didn't even have time to do our makeup. But I actually look back at that trip and I'm like, I kind of wish I did my makeup. Like I looked ugly the whole week, but I had
the
time of my life. But I kind of looked like a wet rat the whole week. Like, I would just, like, tie my hair in a knot and go to the club. It was really fun, though.
So, everywhere we travel, me, Sid, and Beans will always share a room. And Sabrina is always on the cot. Every time she's on the cot, Sid and I will share the big bed. And then Sabrina is always at the end in her little getaway car. And I always think about how that is so unfair for her whole life. She has to sleep
that's
on the cot.
That's like hierarchy, right?
Totally, because she's youngest. That's
well, even
just what happens.
When going to school, like we had 2 older brothers, so like the oldest always sat in the front seat, and then when he graduated, the next one sat in the front seat, and then Georgia sat in the front seat.
So Sabrina's like, always been in the back.
Yeah.
Isn't that crappy?
But also, sometimes they roll in those cots, and I'm like, what's going on here? This looks pretty nice. I've seen some nice cots in my day.
Me too, actually.
And I also spent a lot of time on cots too. It was like me and Beans on the pillow couch. Do you air tag your bag? Yes. Go to airplane beverage. Ooh, I told Georgia this recently. If you guys don't know, I've saw it on TikTok a few times. That's why I know. But you're not supposed to have like any tea or coffee on airplanes, because apparently they don't wash the hot water filter or something. I mean, you guys can fact check me. I don't really know what I'm talking about, but apparently you're not supposed to do that.
Yeah, that is so gross. I am the biggest tea drinker, especially on like a overnight international flight that's like more than 8 hours. I'm getting like a cup of tea in the morning because it makes me just feel like awake and ready to land. Mm-hmm. That is, I'm so disgusted with myself. That is so gross.
Yeah, I don't know. I just saw it on TikTok. Maybe, I mean, they have to clean it at some point, so maybe it was just clean, but apparently the filter
is not clean that often. I would not put it past them. Those airlines don't give a crap about you. Do they even clean our seats? Like, how do they get away with this bad business practice?
Because you have to do it.
Drives me crazy.
Someone said, favorite movie to watch on the plane. I don't ever rewatch something.
Okay, so this actually reminds me of what my routine is getting on an airplane. So I sit down, I'll take my AirPods out and my phone out of my bag. I will Lysol wipe all my things around me, and then I'll put my bag underneath my seat in front of me, and then I won't touch my bag again probably for the entire flight. All I need really is my AirPods and my phone. I will turn on a movie. It'll always be a rom-com. I'll watch the rom-com movie. After the movie's done, I don't watch another movie. I don't have like the patience or the focus. I just won't. I'll put in my headphones and then I'll pass out. And I can sleep anywhere, all the time, anywhere, anytime. And it's really easy for me. So I just fall asleep. And I probably won't wake up until we're landing. and that's it.
I'm somewhat similar. I will, my carry-on, I feel like I
my
have
shoes are not coming off, by the way.
Yeah, same. But I have my, I like put in my AirPods. Sometimes I'll just listen to music the whole flight. I usually don't get food or drink. If anything, I'll just have my water bottle.
Same.
I don't like when you put down the tray table and then there's a cup in front of you and then you don't drink all the water and you then the tray's there and then they never come and get the garbage and I'm just like, get this, like,
because they have bad business practice.
Every time you get like food or anything, it's like sits in front of you for like hours, which is totally fine, but like not for me.
No, it's not.
And you also the like food on airplanes is like gross. I just don't like it. So I usually will just, if it's a longer flight, I'll get some sort of like snack in the airport, like a little, like a popcorn or something to watch my movie. But I'll likely just do music. I have gum, lip balm, and a hairbrush in my bag, which I will reapply throughout the flight.
Wait,
I
you will
always make sure my phone is charged before landing. So like if we're about to land and my phone's at like 10%, I'm like, gotta get that charged. I have my AirPods charging the whole time, like the case is ready to go, and I'm just so relaxed.
Yeah, I'm pretty, like, I don't try to do too much. I'm not, like, doing activities. I cannot do work on an airplane when people, like, are really productive. I wish I could, but I'm not that girl. I just cannot.
That is so weird when people do that. They start, they're, like, doing homework.
Essay. Like, Sabrina would do that.
Yeah. I can't focus like that. I'm, like, also, I'm, like, everyone's reading my essay.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just passing out. That's it.
But I think a necessity is, like, water, music, a snack maybe.
I try not to drink water because I don't want to use the washrooms. I hate washrooms on the airplane.
Me too.
It's disgusting.
No, I'm kind of the same way, but I also don't like, I don't like the feeling of when you like eat on the airplane. I've had good food on an airplane before, but it's like 90% of the time it's crap. And then it's always in front of you and you're like, why did I get this? And then it tastes really gross and then you like feel bad, so then you eat it, and then you, I don't like the feeling of like eating and then sitting there for 5 hours as like whatever you just ate sits in your stomach. Like, I just feel it.
That's so true. They put it in front of you and then you feel pressured to finish it. Yeah, you never,
like,
want
what
to.
What did I do? And then there's always like a random dessert on the tray and it's like, I didn't know there was like a,
I think, okay, I hope that this isn't coming across as if we're really high maintenance though. Like, I think I'm easygoing, but I just know what I like. Like, I don't like to use the airplane washroom, so I take it upon myself to not drink water so I don't have to use them. But wait, I'm not going
to
be like,
nothing high maintenance. We're the same way. We go on the airplane, we put on our AirPods, and we like go to sleep, and nope, no drink, no thank you. Any food? Nope, no thank you. We just sit and then we wait and then we get off.
Yeah.
Like, it's very like, you won't even know we're there. We're quiet as a mouse.
Totally.
I don't want their food. I don't want their drink. I just want
to
get there.
What is with airlines too? They're like addicted to Pringles. Can we get a different type of chip on the plane? Like, how many? I don't want Pringles. I know. Does anyone even eat Pringles anymore?
Why don't they have, airplanes also don't have very many snacks. Like,
no, they have, they should have more.
It's really weird.
One time I got like this hummus snack.
That was the worst
thing I've ever had in my life. And I'm looking at her like, have you tried this? Like, this is so bad. Oh my gosh.
This one time I was on an airplane, okay, this is, was WestJet, I guess, but there was like a Thai coconut rice thing, and I was starving, and I was like, you know, that doesn't sound bad, so I got it, but it was like an instant one in a cup where you like add water, and I didn't realize that, and I was just kind of, I guess it's all instant, whatever they do, but I like didn't want that at all. I was like, oh, it was like cup of noodle Thai curry version.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
And then I like had like as much as I could, and each bite I was like wincing. I'm like, oh my god, because I ordered it, like I had to eat it.
Ew.
And then I was like, what is this? Because it was just like cup of rice. I don't know.
Ew. And no, that is, I don't gross. Know. That's,
I'm not like a health icon or anything. It's just like, not, I was like, I kind of wanted, I don't know,
a health icon. No, that is like, really gross. Like, I hate that feeling. But you, whenever I'm flying with my dad, I'll just give him whatever I don't like, or even if like he doesn't want it, I just put on his tray so then he can deal with the shame of like not finishing it.
Yeah, and usually he will.
I'm not the biggest drinker on an airplane. Okay, I can't have a drink. Like, I can drink once a day. So if we're drinking at noon, then I'll drink at noon and then I'm going to go to bed. Or if I'm drinking for brunch, I'll drink at brunch and then that's it. But I can't like go for brunch, have drinks, go on the airplane, have drinks, and then have drinks when I get there. Like, I just can't handle it.
I agree. You also get drunker on a plane.
Yeah, I can't really hold my alcohol. So I won't really drink in an airport either, unless it's like a girl's trip and we're wiling out. But I am a lightweight for sure.
Also, sometimes if I'm drinking on a plane, I'm then like, I then want to get off. I'm like, okay, well, let's get going now. I'm like, what am I doing here? Like, yeah. I'm kind of tipsy in this airplane seat and you're like trapped. I don't like it.
Totally.
But every once in a while, I've had like a lovely little Kit Kat on an airplane and it's just been perfect.
I love a Kit Kat.
Sometimes Air Canada will have Kit Kats.
Sometimes there was an Air Canada flight attendant girly. I still remember her and she gave me some Kit Kats.
Actually, hi. I don't know if you listened to the podcast, but I bumped into her the other weekend at the Roxy and she was like, I was on your Air Canada flight. Aww. I gave Georgia Caesar, remember? And I'm like, oh my God, I do remember. Aww. I bumped into her.
She gave me a Kit Kat.
That was like a year ago.
Yeah, that kind of made my day. I love Kit Kats.
I love it when people are like, do you remember? And I'm like, yeah, I do remember. What do you mean? You think people just give us Kit Kats and Caesars all the time?
Yeah, that was really cute of her. So I've been working a lot on my YouTube channel. My last three videos are all like travel vlogs. So if you guys kind of want to see this travel happening in action, you can go look at my last three videos. My YouTube channel is strawberrymilkmob_, I think. But I want to change my YouTube content to be like posting once a week and I want to do like try on hauls of everything that I got from House of CB this week, or I want to do like closet tours. So I want to start being like a YouTuber, I think.
Well, so, I think it's just hard. I feel like you forget because we're doing so many things.
Well, the hardest part is Sydney broke my camera, so I have to get that fixed.
Okay, you guys let us know who broke the camera. Why don't we tell the story?
Well, I think it's kind of going to get me riled up, honestly. Sydney is filming something and she puts my camera on top of my bag. We're at the beach.
On her beach bag, there was like a cover up and then I put it in the bag. It's like in the bag, but the bag is pretty full.
And then you tell the story.
And then we go to take more pictures.
I'll tell the story, then you can go afterwards.
They're going to be on my side, I'm telling you.
And then, so she's recording something and I was like, oh, Sid, can you take a picture on my iPhone? So she puts the camera down on my bag and then she takes her shirt off and she puts her shirt on top of the camera or her cover up or whatever. She puts clothes on it. So then she takes the pictures. I was like, hey, cool, let's go. So I go to grab my bag and there's like her clothes, a pile of clothes. So
she
I grab
something.
Let me finish that. So I grab Sydney's clothes and hand them to her because we're going to walk up the beach now, and out flops my camera onto the sand because she had rolled it up hidden underneath of her clothes.
I didn't roll it up hidden.
But Sydney, it wasn't obviously on top. It was hidden. It was hidden. You put clothes on top. So then I take your clothes out, give them to you. This camera comes flying out onto the sand. Hasn't worked since. And okay, so obviously I'm like, Sydney, what's your problem?
So let us know on the Instagram whose fault is that.
It's your fault. It's my fault for trusting you for being an idiot. So
it's mom's fault for giving birth to me.
So annoying. So that's why I haven't been able to post recently.
It's grandma's fault for giving birth to mom, who gave birth to me.
Do you have any more questions?
No, this is a pretty good episode. People did ask a lot our favorite luggage set. I guess we kind of talked about that.
You tell us your favorite.
How to pack accordingly. I would just say that's something I learned this year. Try your clothes on before. Take pictures before. If you actually prep, it makes a big difference. It's kind of, you don't want to do it in the moment, but if you plan out what you want to wear, it'll cut down what you're packing and it'll make your trip more seamless. Dream travel destination?
I really want to go to Bora Bora. Or the Maldives.
I want to go to like Bali.
Oh, really? I read this thing, you know, the flowers on top of the ponds of pools that they go in.
Mm-hmm.
How they like cover them in flowers.
Yeah.
Apparently there's like hundreds of bugs in them as well. Because think about it. There's like obviously bees and bugs and spiders in the flowers. And I have never looked at them the same now.
Interesting. I definitely want to travel more in the world. I love traveling. You do too, don't you?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I love seeing new things.
So our next trips that are coming up, we're going to, I think Palm Springs is our next trip that we're going on. So we have a little bit, like the next couple of weeks, just to stay at home, which is nice before like summer mayhem hits. But after that, we're like not going to
be
here.
There'll be a lot of chaos in the summer.
Yeah. Well, you guys, I hope you enjoyed this episode. It was kind of a little bit more of a chiller vibe, but we're always looking at what you're asking, what you want us to talk about. So keep giving us your input. Subscribe, like, leave a review.
Follow us on Instagram and TikTok. They're both Strawberry Milk Pod. And you can DM, post us on your story. I'll repost you and let us know what else you want to hear.
Yeah.
And we'll see you next Tuesday.
See you next Tuesday, guys. Bye.